The Toronto Raptors. I think most, even the most excited Raptor fan felt like, okay, they're probably overachieving early on in the year, but now they're underachieving because I don't think they're as bad as they played, you know, in their last 15 games. Any reason to believe that they can come out of this funk?
Well, you know, it's funny. The words you just said are exactly what Dwayne Casey said, two, 3 days ago. Just before they beat the Indiana Pacers, he went ahead and said, you know, it's amazing how when we started the season the way we did, everyone was so excited and enamored with us. But now there's this feeling like, what's going on? What's wrong? And we were just not as good as we played, and we're just not as bad as many people think we are now. And I think for Casey, this is a lot for him. It's educational, because he also mentioned, you know, defense. I mean, in the NBA, it's, you know, highlights being what they are, you see the way Klay Thompson is playing with the Golden State Warriors alongside Steph Curry. You see James Harden the way he's playing. You see how LeBron James has picked up the Cavaliers. And you see offense. But Dwayne Casey wants these Raptors to be all about defense and communication and intensity. And the way they started when they lost 9 to 10 games is they were just starting slow. And Casey admitted, listen, maybe I was asking these players to do too much, do things they physically can't do. Maybe Kyle Lowry, when he had his hand injury, maybe I was pushing him too hard. So, you know, Dwayne Casey, frankly, got out-coached by Jason Kidd in the first round of the playoffs last year. Although he really is probably, when you look at it, when you look at his whole total body of work, one of the better coaches in a dreary Raptors history. But I think he's starting to learn now what he has. And as much as we talked about chemistry with this team, they're still not fully formed, because DeMar DeRozan missed 20 games. Kyle Lowry missed some time with various injuries. James Johnson missed some time. So he's hoping in these last 16, 17 games that he can get the Raptors playing defensively the way he needs them so they can, you know, for the first time ever, win that seven-game series in the first round.
Yeah, Matthew, you talked about the Raptors not being as good as they looked at points, and certainly not being as bad as they did when they went on the skid. Where is that happy medium for Casey in the sense of how do the Raptors need to play to best utilize the talent they've got?
They've got to go ahead and play. I mean, intensity sounds like a very generic term to use, but Casey constantly says, you know, we're not good enough. We don't have the size and the athleticism to come out and just beat teams by scoring. We have to play smart. We have to utilize someone like James Johnson smartly. We have to get Jonas Valanciunas working underneath and in the post very, very quickly. We have to get Kyle Lowry. I mean, when they played the Miami Heat last week and beat them for the first time in 16 games, almost over 5 years, Lowry had a career-high 7 steals because he was communicating and engaging with his teammates in various points in the game on the floor about what he was doing and what they should be doing. And Casey was saying, we have to do that all the time. And the problem is that it's not that we're not capable of doing it, it's that we get lazy. We think, oh, we see it's working, and then we just stop. So Patrick Patterson went ahead and also made this point, saying that it's frustrating for us because we know what we're doing and we think we have this chemistry, but we've got to be on each other. We've got to be talking to each other, yelling at each other, because come playoff time, teams are going to exploit them. I mean, you look at that Golden State game. Yes, they're not going to be facing those tough teams in the West, but you look at those losses that they had to both San Antonio and Golden State. When the Raptors aren't locked inside the first quarter, inside the first 5 minutes, they could be blown away. And they do absolutely show some fight in the remaining three quarters, but they dig themselves such a hole that they have to work so hard to get out of it. And it's not just getting a complete team effort, but they need other guys to beyond DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry to really contribute. We're talking about the Jonas Valanciunas. We're talking about Terrence Ross. You know, how often is he set up for a deep three and just misses it or seems confused what he has to do on the floor? Casey has faith in his two young guys who are coming up to being restricted, not restricted free agents, but they need some qualifying offers coming up this summer, and whether or not they fit into the Raptors' plan long-term. But Casey knows he needs to rely on them, and they have to start producing. So it's a complete team intensity, but it's also getting guys individually to buy in, to engage with each other and constantly communicate to keep that intensity up.
Matthew Schenetti from TSN joins us talking NBA. It's interesting about the Raptors. Their coaching staff, their players, like, they really have not shied away from challenging one another on the court, off the court. It really seems like they're trying to get more of a intense mentality into that team, Matthew. I'm not sure I've seen that from another team where, hey, we simply got to be harder. We got to be stronger on the glass. We got to play with more emotion. Like, you don't hear teams openly talking about how they're lacking that.
Oh, absolutely. And you go back to that loss in San Antonio 10 days ago where Kyle Lowry basically chewed out his entire team at one point when they were getting beaten. I think it was somewhere between 12 and 16 points, and they were just playing so poor. And they came out and they lost that game, but Kyle Lowry took charge and basically just yelled at his team on the court. And what did Dwayne Casey say after the game? We have to have more than just one guy, you know, give a crap. We need two or three guys. And I think what's really strong about this team and what they're going to need in the playoffs is that connection and that desire to get on each other, but not take it personally. This team, and I see it in the locker room all the time, there's affection between the players, like genuine affection, not this kind of we've heard about, you know, for example, in Cleveland, you know, this full respect between LeBron and Kevin Love, and you know, where does, you know, how do Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving? No, there's no interaction issues with the Raptors. They all genuinely care about each other. But when, you know, that has to be the strength. When you like somebody so much, doesn't, you know, a kick in the butt is as important as a pat in the back. And that's the one thing Casey said is, you know, sometimes it works to get on each other. Sometimes it works to hug it out. But we all understand that. And, you know, and then he goes off to say, this is only really, if you think about the trade that they had last year where they brought in the Gravis Vasquez's and they brought in the Patrick Patterson. The fact is it's, they've only really been together for just over a full season. I mean, it was last December, right? They traded Rudy Gay. So that maturation process is still taking hold. And Masai Ujiri is evaluating this team constantly, and he's not going to be able to pull the trigger. You know, does Amir Johnson come back? Does Gravis Vasquez come back? Does he trade anybody? But how they interact with each other down the stretch, how they get on each other to improve is going to be so important for them and their overall growth.
Yeah, Matthew, sometimes if somebody goes off like Lowry did, if there's not a true respect and camaraderie between teammates there, that team can fracture. Clearly, this is going to go the other way.
Yeah, and listen, when you're in the playoffs, and we saw last year, you could see that starting when they were getting frustrated with some of the calls that they were getting. I mean, Joe Johnson came out for the Brooklyn Nets and a lot of times just used his body, and there were some questionable calls. And you saw Jason Kidd kind of work the officials, and the Raptors could have easily been frustrated, and you could have seen it just ripple through the whole locker room. But they took it upon themselves. Yes, they lost, you know, in the seventh game on that one miss by Kyle Lowry, and really had a lot to do with a missed assignment by Terrence Ross. But nobody pointed fingers. I mean, this team came back and it worked. It's butt off to improve and have that fast start. Yes, but it's going to be important if you're traveling to Milwaukee, if you're traveling to Washington, if somehow they do continue to struggle down the stretch, and even though they lose, even though they win the Atlantic, and this is something that Raptor fans across the country need to understand, even if they win the Atlantic and they finish fourth, if the fifth place team has a better record than they do, the Raptors will lose home court advantage. It's just one of the crazy little nuances of the NBA. You know, it's going to be important to have that sense of synergy, that osmosis through the whole lineup, because when you're getting in a seven-game series and you're traveling back and forth from Wisconsin, it's, you know, if potentially that's who they face in the Bucks. If you're not together, well, you know, they could be out in four games, five games, you know, so it's going to be so important, that mental side, the connection they have, to at least getting that first round playoff win.
Matt, great catching up with you. Enjoy. Should be a good stretch run in the NBA to see where the Raptors finish.
Take care, guys.